Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, Occidental Center for the Arts presents a double bill of talented acoustic musicians with The Musers and Late for the Train performing Saturday, September 14th. I'm here with two out of three of The Musers, Megan McLaughlin and Tom Kuhn. Good morning.
Hi there,
good morning,
Charlie.
Thank you for joining me. The Musers is a free-range folk trio out of Sevastopol. I love that little description. Tell us about the band, the trio, how you came to be and how you came to play together.
I moved up here from Oakland about 2 years ago, and just before I moved, Anita Bear Sanduina wrote and asked me if I would be interested in forming an acoustic trio with her, and I wrote back, yes, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, and I'm moving to your town, and the two things, the beginning of The Musers and the move up here, just went together really well.
Nice. So you obviously knew Anita.
Yeah, I met her through her previous band, Spark and Whisper. I was a fan, and we're just very kindred spirits, so we became friends, just getting together at parties and musical events.
Right. And you play guitar and sing. She's a multi-instrumentalist, right? And then how did you pick up Tom over here, the stand-up bass player?
Well, Anita was casting around the area for stand-up bass players, and a mutual friend recommended me, and coincidentally, she and I and he were all at the Joe Craven concert in Sevastopol the following Friday. And so he introduced us, and she walked up to me and said, do you want to be in my band? Hmm. And I said, well, maybe. I wasn't that familiar with Spark and Whisper, her previous project. I gave her my card, went home that evening and listened to some of their music and wrote her back right away saying, yes, yes, definitely, I'm interested.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
Well, tell me about the music that you guys create together, the dynamic.
Both Anita and I are writers. We have started co-writing, and we have one three-way co-write with Tom, Anita, and I. We both bring songs to the group, and we write together. So we have two records out of original. I think they're right down the middle, half Anita's, half mine, and then our latest one has two or three co-writes on it. Mm-hmm. And so Anita has more of an Appalachian feel. Mm. She plays banjo, and her family's from Virginia. I bring a Celtic background. I play Irish music. And then we have a bunch of other genres that come into funk, folk, swing. Bluegrass, lot of bluegrass flavor lately.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. It's all very celebratory. I saw you guys a couple weeks ago. Yeah, it's all very light, friendly, fun. Maybe a little bit of dancing there.
Dancing is allowed.
Dancing is allowed. Oh, yeah, good. Yeah. Good to know. Good to know. Is there an album in the works or anything that people can? Where would they find you? Themusers.org or
the-musers.com. And
perfect.
We have two CDs out now. Our second CD came out earlier this year.
We're talking about three
talking
for
about
three.
The third, yeah.
Yeah, why not?
So
nice. And then this show at Occidental Center for the Arts on September 14th. You're playing with Late for the Train, a San Francisco-based four-piece string band. Tell us a little bit about them.
Well, we haven't met them yet.
Okay.
We just looked at them, and it worked out that we were able to share the show, and we're really looking forward to it.
Cool.
It's a 7:30 start time. I think doors are 7.
7:30 start time, yeah. And then I'm sure people can get tickets at OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org.
Yeah.
If they want. Tell us about the venue. I'm sure you've played there before.
It's beautiful.
We have. It's
yeah,
wonderful.
Tell us about your experience there.
It's, if you don't know, they converted an old school, and this is what used to be the auditorium, which would have notoriously bad acoustics, but they've really fixed it, and it's really nice. They have this wood back panel on the stage that's angled in a way that just gives the whole room a really warm feel. And they have tiered seating, so it's
comfy seats, great sound.
Yeah.
It's just everything you want in a venue. Comfortable, ADA.
Right.
You know, the little art gallery next door that's usually open, so during the break you can walk in there and see the art.
A good time will be had September 14th at Occidental Center for the Arts with The Musers and Late for the Train. Megan and Tom, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Charlie.
Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.